Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Sean Tabone, the author of the book Basic Wisdom, A Guide to the Good Life, which I put a link to in the description. It's a 70-page book with suggestions as to how to live your life. It's $5 on Kindle and $12 in paperback. It's all about helping you live your life without making critical mistakes by offering up common sense advice. Sean brings up errors and things to avoid in your life in the first three chapters. Chapter 4 is about learning habits to help you, and chapters 5 through 7 are all about showing you how to build a better future. Wife free, of course. He starts off by saying that in life, you should try new foods and have as many new experiences as you can. I agree, because you won't find your passion until you look for it. He says to also try and not be self-conscious. It sounds to me like Sean is a person high in personality trait openness. Most people hate new experiences and are comfortable in their old routines, because it's part of their personality. Sean then continues by saying to plan your life around your natural abilities. If you're going on a hiking trip, do it in the spring or fall in good weather. Once again, good advice, and I always travel that way. That way it's not too hot or not too cold. He says don't marry in your late teens and early 20s. Instead, backpack across Europe in your 20s. It's like this guy's describing my life. He says to also hike natural parks before you turn 50. I'm still hoping to get out to Zion National Park again and hike Angel's Landing in the Narrows. He says to make a list of desired experiences and outcomes for your life and take the natural progression of your life and mind into consideration. Traveling is like having a baby. If you put it off and delay it, then it might never happen. You're never ready for it. You have to just jump right in. There's a commercial I saw recently with Ewan McGregor, where he asked viewers, which will you regret more? The things you didn't buy in life or the places you didn't go. Even Steve Jobs says the type of car you have in life is not important, because it still gets you to the same destination at the end of your life. So his first chapter has a ton of great advice, and I already follow much of it. I'll discuss the other six in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to staying with a terrible wife and living an awful life, Clown World Show. His second chapter is called The Value of Detachment. Sean says that you need to learn to let go of possessions, friends, lovers, and even family. That's very Buddhist of him, or reminds me of Aaron Clary in some ways. Aaron can pack up all of his worldly possessions into the back of a truck and go anywhere. Sean also says not to have grudges, and if your girlfriend leaves you, then you don't need to slash her tires. Just let her go. If she's tormenting you and threatening divorce, call your wife's bluff and file for divorce first. I'm not sure that that's good advice in this day and age. It might just be cheaper to keep her if she's mostly sane, but still it'd be better to never get married in the first place. I also think that attachment to the past can be healthy with regards to nostalgia. For example, I found that making videos of your trips and editing them many years later is actually like a message or experience in a bottle. They provide a rush of memories or nostalgia. Sean then continues by discussing the merits of minimalism by saying you need to embrace a smaller house and smaller car, which will then reduce the cost of your life and increase your freedom. If things are smaller and you have less possessions, then it also means less cleaning and maintenance. He says that if you want to travel, to pack your things in a storage unit. These days, storage units can run you $500 to $1,000 a month. I say maybe find a friend or family member and store your stuff in their garage or spare room while you're gone and pay them instead. I would say to go further and use your possessions and experiences as a way to profit financially so you can go out and have more such experiences. If you make travel videos such as myself, monetize them. If you collect things, then make a YouTube channel, for example, and profit off of your collection and use the money to add more to it. But yes, minimalism is important. But what if you can't get over your sentimentality for better days? People often wish they still had their childhood toys or some other object that reminds them of some good memory, especially if they aren't able to make any new good memories now. I met a MGTOW living by the lake in a huge house about 20 years ago. He lived in one tiny corner of a giant house and rented out the rest. He told me to buy one art piece to remind me of every trip I went on, and that's what I've been doing. I didn't regret buying all of those things, and if you're an open, creative person, having objects for inspiration is not a bad idea. Be minimal, but choose what you collect carefully. Don't collect XYs, for example. Sean then continues by saying don't live beyond your means, and that it's poison to impress people you don't like. That you're also far more than your car or your house. It sounds to me like he's been starting to listen to Tyler Durden from Fight Club here. He shares to also not pursue status. Of course, you do need some for healthy self-esteem. But don't get married and instead focus on your accomplishments and experiences instead. You might inspire others to follow in your footsteps. He says to also not obsess with fashion. Outfits fall out of date and style is stupid. I couldn't agree more. He continues by saying always be willing to walk away from things. Have no loyalty to anyone or anything. Even if it's your own family. Even if your spouse is a dead weight, then simply cut them loose. The idea is you don't want people to hold you back. That's one of the reasons I left my longest adult relationship, and I don't regret it for one moment. Once again, very good advice. With regards to negotiating for things in life, he says be willing to walk away from any deal. Wait until the other party offers a price first before negotiating. And he also brings up the Ackerman model, which I've never heard of before. What you're supposed to do is propose 65% of the price that you're willing to pay, and then fall back down to 85, 95, etc., until you eventually reach 100% if you have to. Give out a lowball offer. You never know what price people are willing to let things go for. My father does this all the time when he's buying furniture, and as a kid, I watched it work. Sean's book so far is similar to how I'm writing mine, with short 1 to 2 page long sections for each point for those with short attention spans. That's what I like about it. He closes the second chapter by saying this, and I quote, "When you go out to a barbecue, you offer to bring a dish. When you go home for Christmas, you bring gifts for your relatives. Very sound advice that I learned the hard way." He also says to avoid people who will not negotiate in good faith, because they're people you can't trust. Moving on to the third chapter, it's called Things to Avoid, and he says that promises you make over time should be avoided. Things like whole life insurance, I agree, as I used to have a license to sell it, and I avoided selling it to people. I didn't have a problem selling term life, which lasted roughly 5, 10, or even 15 years to protect you if you had kids. And Sean agrees with that. I, however, disagree with him about home ownership, depending on where you live. Yes, a house is too much maintenance, but a townhouse might be easier for you. Plus, there's rising equity that protects you from inflation. For example, where I'm at, a $300,000 house 15 to 20 years ago is now $1.7 million because of inflation and migration. It's been good protection from inflation so far. But if Bitcoin destroys the nation state, then real estate is going to wreck most people. Sean also mentions avoiding marriage and the long-term promises that should be avoided. He gets my slow golf clap for saying that. He says to avoid warranties at retail stores, which I agree with as well. Actuaries calculate the odds and figure out that warranties make more money minus the service cost for companies to honor them. So they're actually in favor of the business owner. The idea is to avoid things with high entry costs, maintenance costs, and high exit costs. Avoid traps like drugs, alcohol, gaming. Avoid casinos. But I used to exploit casinos when I was in Las Vegas for their cheap hotel nights. But they put an end to that with the resort fees and parking fees. He says to avoid lust because of things like Me Too. Especially avoid drinking and then sex in combination. That brings you the highest probability for a false accusation. For the last four chapters, I'm going to rush through them due to time restraints. He says to focus on nutrition and fitness unless you want to be ill. To buy the best possible quality tools you can because they'll end up lasting you a lifetime. As well as to protect your digital privacy from digital pirates like Facebook, trying to sell your personal information. I don't agree with him though when he says to limit your to-do list. I found that you'll surprise yourself with regards to what you're capable of if you put too much on your plate. I think it's important for every man to find his breaking point so he finally knows his limitations. Sean continues by spreading Jordan Peterson advice like clean your room, bucko. Don't turn yourself into a tattoo-covered freak and do spaced repetition and learning, which is something I've never heard before. But I can't comment about it because I've never tried it. Moving to chapter 5, it's about understanding and overcoming depression and living in another culture to broaden your mind. Yet another thing that mostly open people will do. I wonder if Sean has that personality type openness that I spoke about earlier, because he's so about new experiences. His financial advice on waiting for the business cycle to bottom out before purchasing an investment is also dead on. You wait for things to be near the bottom and then you buy. I would add that most of the time it's hard to discern the bottom and get over your fear by buying while everything else is falling. In those chapters is also some information about starting a family. So that's not exactly a MGTOW part. But he's blackpilled because he says, if the conditions for family formation are bad in your country, then simply move to another one. Meaning that he believes in geomaxing. So it's more about purple pills, I guess. He also does touch upon religion and gives good advice to stay away from the prosperity gospel. You've got to be real dumb if you believe that giving money to million-dollar preachers is going to mean that Jesus is going to bless you and pay you some dividends. Sean says to focus on the faith and not the church or institution itself. Very sound advice. Chapter 6 is about money, and he says that when choosing your profession, you need to take your natural habits into consideration. He has tons of great advice, like keeping a bit of physical cash safely hidden at home. But I don't agree with his take on avoiding debts. Back in the day, I got an investment loan in 2019, and I was only paying 2.25% interest on it. I would die to have that kind of loan today, and invest that money in the market for the longer term, earning 6 to 10% conservatively. That would have been amazing. A loan is fine so long as it brings you more money than you spend on the interest. But today a similar loan would be roughly 6 to 7%, so it's not worth it anymore. Just like back in the day, getting a college loan made sense based on earnings potential, but not anymore. Sean mentions that in his chapter. I agree on everything in this chapter except for him telling guys to avoid buying houses in college. You don't have to buy an overpriced home. You can pay for something's mortgage that's 80% of your existing rental cost. If you want to travel, you rent it out so the mortgage is covered. My biggest mistake in life was buying real estate too late and selling it too early. He also says to avoid eating out to save yourself some money. I would go further and say, it doesn't only save you money, but it saves your health too. I think that's about all I got to say about this book. Once again, the link to it is in the description. If I had to sum this book up, I'd say that it's common sense for uncommon people. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Sean for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that if you actually want a good life, then you need to smash the idea out of your mind of ever having a wife. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And it won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps you informed about a book that helps keep many of the troubles you'll face in life away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.